Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And today we're going to discuss another topic that was sent in by a patient. And he had some questions about when to use ice and when not to use ice, and if it's any good or if he should avoid it. And this is something that I know I get asked a lot in the clinic. I know John talks about how people ask him this same question a lot. And I also find just generally being out and about, there's a lot of information out there and there's a lot of stuff, especially recently since around 2014, really being discussed about this on the internet. And like most things, you can't trust everything you read on the internet. Don't worry, you can trust everything you hear on the internet though, that's fine. And so I thought this would be a good thing to go over and talk about. We posted an article on our Facebook page yesterday about stop icing your injuries, and that generated even more questions. And so we're going to start off kind of talk a little bit about the history of ice and where it came about and the different times, when you should use it, when you shouldn't use it. So the first thing is, icing really became popular way back in 1978. There was a study done, and that's when the whole rest ice compression elevation theory developed for acute injuries that happened right away. And really, you know, as I was going through PT school, the recommendation was up to 48 hours you want to ice it, and then after that you want to put heat on it. And the idea was, they were telling people you wanted to ice it as a way to cut down on the inflammation. That's what the theory behind it was. The same thing with the rest, you don't want to use it after you hurt it. Compress it to cut down on the inflammation. Elevate it to cut down on the inflammation. Of all that stuff, really the ones that have stood the test of time seem to be the compression and the elevation. Rest is an easy one. There is no good medical study out there right now advocating for rest immediately following an injury. The sooner you can start the rehab process and start getting things moving, the sooner you start to give the signals to the area of your body that it needs to heal, and that it needs to heal in a specific way that will make it usable the way it was before the injury. If you start to look back, we started to see some different things coming out in the around 2010 to 2012. There are some studies that were being done and getting published that took some time to talk about the idea that ice might actually promote fluid buildup. And these were things you kind of read in rumblings. The studies maybe weren't the best studies. And there was this culture of ice for so long that people really didn't want to believe it and stayed away from it. But by 2014, you pretty much started to see overwhelming evidence against the idea of icing an acute injury. And I know everyone wants to know, well, when I was a kid, you know, I sprained my ankle, put ice on it, and I lived, I did okay. So it's not the end of the world. It's not gonna make your leg fall off or anything like that. But when you put ice on it, what they have found is it actually reduces the regenerating of the muscle cells, and it can change the size of the muscle cells. So what they started to find is that 4 or 5 days out, the muscle cells that you have are actually smaller if you applied ice right away. And one of the things that I think they've really done a good job improving is you don't need to limit the inflammation. Yes, your body is sending, so you have an injury and you want to look at the inflammation as lots of healing chemicals going to the area. The last thing you really want to do is limit your body's ability to heal itself. And they used to say, well, a little bit is good, but too much is no good, and your body overdoes it and sends too much. And that's what I was taught. I know for a little while that's what I would teach to my patients. And what they basically found is that's not really true. And one way that I will kind of describe this to people is that when you throw ice on an area, the idea or the theory behind icing was that the blood vessels were going to constrict, you were going to limit the blood flow to the area, and you were going to limit the inflammation. And now as you start to think about it, you realize, oh, that's not a good thing, because I have this injury here. I don't want to restrict the blood flow to this injury. Yes, you want to elevate it to try and help the bad blood, the blood that's not, you know, the blood that's been used, got all its good chemicals used. You want to help your body recycle that and get it back to your heart as fast as possible. The way your body will normally do that is through muscle contraction. And as your muscles contract, both your venous system and your lymphatic system are going to return that fluid back to your heart where it can get reoxygenated and sent back out to continue and help with the healing process. However, if your, let's go with the sprained ankle example, right? We don't want to rest it. We want to try and get it active. We want to try and move it. We want to try and use it. But don't forget you have an injury there. You're not going to be getting the strength of the muscle contraction that you would be getting if you were just walking around and using it normally. So elevation is a great way to help some of that blood get back. Same thing with compression. Ice, on the other hand, we don't want to limit the blood going there. Now, the other thing you might see too is they then started doing research and found, well, there's actually sometimes a increase in fluid buildup in the area if you ice it. And you could see where if you start to restrict some of those blood vessels or constrict the blood vessels, then you're not going to get as much of that blood out. And so you're not getting the circulation. So you're going to end up promoting fluid buildup. But the fluid that's there is not full of nutrients. So you actually want to promote circulation, not promote stopping the circulation, which was the initial idea with the rice. Now, the place where this starts to get a little bit confusing is recently there's starting to be these popping up all over the place, these cryo chambers where you go in and they have the liquid nitrogen and you're going to stand in this tube, and I don't even know how cold the thing gets, but it gets really, really cold and you stand in there for 3 or 4 minutes and everyone says, oh, this is great for recovery. And that is a little bit different because that is very cold. It's your whole body. So it's getting your core and everywhere, dropping your body temperature by a lot very quickly. And what they're finding is, and this is some very beginning level evidence, they're finding that that starts to get you into a recovery state faster. So after you have a really hard competition, you do a really hard workout, then you get into this cryo chamber and you're going to get into a recovery state, which is going to help your body get prepared for the next thing you're going to throw at it faster. It's not something that they're doing for the same reason as your icing. Same idea. You used to see all over the place the idea of these ice baths, or runners, or people would do for a really long run and they would jump in this ice bath, and they thought that it was a really good idea for just reducing the inflammation in your joints and all this stuff. And the thing where you start to get into the ice bath is it can kind of zap you into that recovery state a little bit faster, which can help you recover, but you have to watch out because it's not quite as cold as that cryo chamber is. And depending on how you do it, it's not your whole body. So you might not be getting the same effect, and you want to watch out that you're not promoting that fluid buildup. I do think that this is a topic that, in all honesty, we don't really know everything there is to know about it yet. The other reason people use ice is for pain. And for that, I'm a big fan of it. I know people will say that, you know, they have a surgery or something, the doctor tells them to put ice on it all the time. And the reason you're putting ice on it in that case is because there's pain, and we don't want to have to take so much pain medication. So we're going to ice it. And all you're looking for when you're icing it in that situation is to numb the area. And by numbing the area, you're taking away that pain feeling, and just there's a benefit to not being in pain. Everybody knows being in pain stinks. It's not fun. And if we can do something to get rid of that pain, then by all means, go for it. Do that. But realize why you're doing it. And I think that's the important thing with any of these things, is there's really never an always or a never. There's always a situation where something is the right thing to be used. Everything has its place. And the important thing is that we know why we're using it and what we're accomplishing. And when it comes to ice, its best use is pain. If you have a lot of pain somewhere and you can control it with ice, or you need a pain medication, go for the ice. That is a way better option. That is all we have today to talk about as far as ice is concerned. If you have any questions about ice, you want to hear more about ice, or you want to talk about anything else, please reach out to us. You can find us at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance on Facebook, or feldmanphysicaltherapy.com on the internet. And please reach out. Let us know if you have any questions, anything you'd like us to discuss on the show. And as always, find us over on iTunes. You can subscribe over there and leave us a little bit of a review. Helps other people find the show. Thank you very much, and have a great day.